All through the grounds of the Abbey, the warm sunny afternoon resounded with the joyous sounds of feasting and laughter. Slowy the Mouse Babe filled her apron pockets with candied nuts and dashed off with the other dibbins to play hide and seek. Gubbio and the rest drew straws to see who would be denkeeper. A tiny hedgehog named Twingle drew the short straw. Covering his eyes with a dock leaf, he began counting aloud in baby fashion.
1, 3, 2 and a bit, 4, 60, 8, 3 again, and a 579.
Squealing and giggling with excitement, the little creatures dashed off to hide before Twingle finished counting.
4, 2 and a 12. Don't know any more numbers, I'm coming to find you all now.
Back at the tables, the moles were broaching a great new cask of October ale, singing uproariously along with the Red Wallers, showing the Long Patrol hares what good voice they were in.
October ale, 'tis brewed when summer's done. From hops and yeast and barley fine, with just a pinch of dandelion. A smidgen of good honey, a taste of elderflower. And don't forget the old wild oakful at the dawn's first hour. We put it up in cask of oak, all seasoned well with maple smoke. Then lays it in cool cellars deep, 10 seasons long to sleep. October ale, no drink so good and cheery. In winter, by the fireside bright, to all your moors the whole long night. For after autumn harvesting, to rest and take your ease, just sip a tankard nice and slow with crusty bread and cheese. 'Tis wholesome, full and hearty for any feast or party. We tramp o'er forest, hill and dale for good October ale.
Gerbil wielded her mallet, knocking the spigot through the bung with a satisfying thud. Skipper and his otters lined up with tankards and beakers as the foaming dark brew splashed forth. Sergeant Torgoch brushed his bristling moustache with the back of a paw, smacking his lips and clunking beakers with galloper riffle as they sampled the new barrel's contents.